Well, thank you for calling in today. This is Steve Clark with the Daily Inspiration. And we're talking this week about the body of Christ. Today is day 4 in this 7-day series. And I would really encourage you to listen to the first 3 days. That would be the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. And we're talking today about the body of Christ, the local church. Day 4, we talked about the physical body of Christ that came as a baby. And the second day, we talked about the body of Christ that was broken for you and I. And today, we're looking at Christ's body, which is the church. And I hope you are part of a local, vibrant, healthy, spirit-filled local church. That is God's will for you. That is God's will for every believer, to be a part of a church, a local church, a local fellowship that we can work together. We can edify one another. We can sharpen each other. in just so many different ways, just so many different things that the Bible talks about, the one another, that we could prefer one another. And so that's what we're looking at. We considered some of that yesterday. And 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. His strong, healthy body was broken for us. He has another body, and not talking about his glorified body, but this body of Christ where he's the head and we are members in particular. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Ephesians 1:18 says, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Christ Jesus is the head. We are his body as believers. And we are to be functioning in a local church, his body that it's so clear in Ephesians. It's the first half of the book of Ephesians deals with the body of Christ in a doctrinal way, and a teaching, telling about what the body of Christ looks like. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope. And that one body is to walk worthy of this huge calling, this vocation, this calling wherewith we are called, and that we would do it with lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering and forbearing one another in love. And then as we go through the book of Ephesians here, particularly here in chapter 4, we saw that how God gave to the church different people, different spiritual gifts, like apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of this body, for the edifying of the body, until we all come in the unity of the faith. And this was a gift from God that he gave to us Christians, that we could have these ministering gifts among us, that we would be no more tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. That's what we were talking about yesterday, and that we would be fitly joined together. But then we're going to start here in verse 17. This is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. In other words, who are living in sins of all various degrees of ugliness or sinfulness. but you have not so learned Christ. The church, the believer, we haven't learned Christ to be like that. If so be that you have heard of him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former lifestyle, the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitfulness, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away, this is talking about repentance, and this is talking about people who want to follow Christ, want to live their lives for Jesus, want to give themselves to him, and want to be part of this local body that is strong and healthy, a healthy body with Jesus as the head, is put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. There's another reference to a one another, that we would be members one of another in a local church. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Don't let the devil get his foothold, even get a toe in the door. Don't give any place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. If you're a thief, don't be a thief anymore, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. So instead of being a thief, his whole life has been changed, and now he gives to people who need. He doesn't steal from people, but he gives to people who need, because of a change in his heart and in his life, because he's seen Christ and wants to live for him. Verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So that's what our words should be like. They should be grace to the hearers. We should use our mouth to edify one another, not corrupt communication, or not a critical communication, or bad-mouthing people, or gossiping, or lying, or speaking evil in any way, but that we would be edifying with our mouth. This is talking about the body of Christ. This is God's will for the church, that we would be a strong, healthy body, and him as the head. Verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. How would you grieve him? Well, you would grieve him by lying. You would grieve him by speaking evil of your brother or sister, or having a critical spirit. And don't grieve the Holy Ghost, or even by giving place to the devil. That would grieve the Holy Ghost. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, all of it, not just some of it, but all of it. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, and I could put the word all in front of all those words. Let all bitterness and all wrath and all anger and all clamor and all evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So any of that bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, put it away from you. And with all malice, and be ye kind one to another. There's another one another. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That is God's will for the local church, that we would be a strong, healthy body, that we would be living our lives for him, being in unity with our brothers and sisters, not having any bitterness or anger, but being kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So this is talking about the body of Christ and what God's will is for the local church. And I just, like I said in the beginning of this, that I hope you are a part of a local church. And if you're not, you should be. You should seek the Lord for what local church you can be a part of, that you can pull with, that you can be one anothering with and be in unity with. That is God's will for the church. So that's my inspiration, my encouragement to us today. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can do it by pressing 099. Thank you.